Senator Bernie Sanders brought his College for All campaign to Castleton University last night, calling it an economic imperative for the nation. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, he urged students in the audience and those watching it via live stream on other campuses to push lawmakers to take action.
Help me welcome, on behalf of Castleton University, your junior senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders.
About 400, mostly young people, showed up to hear Sanders explain his plan for free higher education. 22-year-old Christopher Leipfert, a student at Castleton University, was among them.
That's why I'm here tonight. I want to see him talk about one of the things that is really kind of hits home for me, because I'm like 40 grand in debt for college now.
Leipfert is by no means alone. Sanders told the crowd that Americans owe more than $1.3 trillion in student debt, which he says is crushing many families and causing young people to give up their dreams. Four women joined Sanders on stage and each told stories of how they and their families have been hurt by overwhelming student loans. It's a point that resonated with 19-year-old Emily Fortier, a Castleton student from Heartland, Vermont.
I'm a big Bernie fan, and I really agree that college should be less expensive for students. I am responsible for paying solely for my education, and I want to be a teacher, and teachers don't make a very high salary, and so having the ability to pay for school and having it be really affordable is very important to me.
Sanders' plan, part of a bill he introduced in April, aims to eliminate tuition and fees at public four-year colleges and universities for students from families that make up to $125,000 per year. Community college would be tuition-free for all income levels. Sanders told the crowd it's a necessary investment because by 2020, he said, it's estimated that two-thirds of all jobs in the United States will require some education beyond high school.
The current situation regarding the financing of higher education is not only unfair to the working families of the United States, but is incredibly stupid when we look at the long-term needs of our economy.
Under Sanders' plan, the federal government would pay for two-thirds of tuition costs, and each state would pick up the rest. His plan would also cut interest rates on student loans and prohibit the federal government from making a profit off them. Sanders says his plan will cost an estimated $569 billion over 10 years, which he says he would pay for by imposing a new tax on stock market trading. He says taxpayers bailed out Wall Street after the 2008 meltdown.
Now it is Wall Street's time to help rebuild the middle class of this country.
With Republicans controlling Congress and the White House, political experts don't expect Sanders' bill to get very far. But Doug Freilich of Middletown Springs hopes Sanders will continue to push for it anyway. As a small business owner with two kids getting ready for college, Freilich says how to pay for their education is looming.
Bernie represents that element of hope, or if you have a thought and it's a good one, you share it and you don't hold it in. And the fact that you throw a dart as far out as you can and you work your way backwards, and the timing of it, that's for society to debate and chew on.
Sanders will be back at Castleton University on Saturday, taking part in a college fair organized to help parents and students navigate the college application and financial aid process. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.